A little change from the previous few years. Again, this is a map of the areas in which we've been hunting mountain goats for the past few years, and I believe I have the number. Yeah, the number available last year. You'll notice that these are all very low numbers, and that's by design. Mountain goats are relatively sensitive to harvest, and that's a continuing theme that we play with. We want to provide hunting opportunity for goats when we can, but we always have to be rather cautious, and so that's some of what you'll hear in terms of changes we're proposing for 2019. You may recall last year we did some additional work to try to encourage those hunters to take males and not females, and that was partly successful and not completely successful. It'll be an ongoing challenge. Nonetheless, our strategy takes account of the fact that there are going to be some females taken, and we respond in the year after to the number of females that have been taken in the previous few years. And so that's what's going on with a few of the changes. And I apologize, some of this is really kind of in the weeds, complicated, and small numbers of permits. But it has to do with trying to provide the best opportunity we can for hunters who are lucky enough to draw this once-in-a-lifetime and very difficult to draw permits. So a couple of years ago, we had the fire in Natchez Pass in which we did the unusual emergency rule where we actually rolled those permits out to the next year. Because of that, we would have had two, but this year, in the past 3 years, we've actually had a few too many females taken from those hunts. We actually exceeded our threshold of numbers of females, and so we want to ratchet down just a little bit to respond to that. It's kind of we made our little rule of thumb about how many females over the number of years we could afford to take given the population size. We want to live by that rule of thumb so we can assure ourselves that we're not over-harvesting that population. So that's Natchez Pass. In Bumping River, part of our game management plan also calls for having 100 goats in any given unit that we hunt, not including the number of kids of the year. We went slightly below that in Pumping River, just a little bit, but again, want to kind of keep close to what we've said we'd do to ensure that we're being conservative. So we're going to just reduce that by one. And then in the Goat Rocks area, we split that into two last year to distribute harvest more equitably east to west. The issue there being that there are a similar number of goats on both sides of the crest, but access is much easier on the west side than the east side. And of course, as soon as we did that, we had another fire come in, and these areas are relatively small, so sometimes a fire can cut off access to the entire unit. So again, we rolled those permits over, and I believe we had two of the three hunters take advantage of that wish to hunt in 2019 instead of 2018, which then brings up the question, well, if we've got two more hunters coming in this year, how many otherwise would we have? And we decided to reduce that a little bit. So we'll just have the one for Goat Rocks east of the divide, in addition to the two left, so that we're back about where we would have been, and we don't have too many hunters in this area for this year. And the other change, of course, has to do with the East Olympics goat hunt. We started that, 4 or 5 years ago in anticipation of removing goats. As you probably know, we started removing mountain goats this past September, but not from this area, only from the park. But we will be removing mountain goats from the National Forest area where we've had our hunt this summer. So that being the case, it seems we'll be removing them there from there where that little circle is. We're going to suspend these six permits with the notion that it would be rather disingenuous to tell hunters to go try to find goats that we had just removed live to put them in the North Cascades. So this may be the end of this East Olympic mountain goat hunt. It's likely that after the removal, the live translocation, there may be a few animals left. And we'll do something to provide hunter opportunity at that point. It may look a little bit different, but we won't really know how that goes until the translocation efforts of this coming summer are finished. Those are the only changes I have in the proposed WACs for goats.
I have a question.
Commissioner Thorburn.
The In other places where goats are harvested, is it the usual practice to try and balance the billy take versus the nanny take in the way that we do with identification and then correcting post hoc with the what the nanny take turns out to be, or are there places that prohibit
All of the above. Okay. Almost every, I think probably every jurisdiction certainly tries to educate their hunters mm-hmm. about telling the genders. That's pretty across the board, and much of our material was borrowed from Alaska. In terms of having a trigger or doing harvest strictly on the basis of the, or primarily on the basis of females rather than total number, what we are, the specifics of what we are doing are unique to my knowledge, but it is not... But that's because Alaska has pioneered this, and they have more of an open season because they have much larger area, much larger populations of goats. So what they what Alaska will do is they have mandatory registration, and when the quota of females arrives, they simply stop the season if there are more, even if there are more males that conceivably could have been harvested. We can't do that here. We have such small populations that I sort of invented this system of looking over a three-year average to get enough of a sample size that you you know you're not going to change everything every single year. So that part, is, as far as I know, is unique. There are jurisdictions that prohibit taking nannies. Not many. I think most feel the way that we've our position has been thus far, that it's a little bit overkill and it may be counterproductive and unnecessary to penalize a hunter who makes an honest mistake if you can manage for it. There are even some jurisdictions that have nanny hunts, but typically in introduced populations, which typically grow much more quickly than where we have native populations. So you almost have to separate those two issues.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
I move to adopt WAC 220-415-030 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions from the commission? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries.